In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some words of Pope Francis. Let us set out on the path of fasting and use these 40 days to take stock of ourselves, to free ourselves from the dictatorship of full schedules, crowded agendas, and superficial needs, and choose the things that truly matter. What would that kind of fast look like to you? We so easily think of fasting as giving up some of our food, or worse, denying ourselves the little treats that we take for granted in the hope we lose a little bit from round our middles. But could fasting be something more powerful? Perhaps could it have nothing to do with dieting at all? Listen again to Pope Francis's words. Let us set out on the path of fasting and use these 40 days to take stock of ourselves, to free ourselves from the dictatorship of full schedules, crowded agendas, and superficial needs, and choose the things that truly matter. To live a holy Lent, then, requires us to take stock and to take control. In so doing, we realign our often busy and frenetic schedules with the promptings of God, who calls us to rediscover what really matters. Now, to do this is hard. It takes time. I remember once Michael Ramsay, when he was Archbishop of Canterbury, being interviewed on the television. And the interviewer moved to the subject of prayer, and he asked the Archbishop a very direct question. "Archbishop," he said, "how much time do you spend in prayer each day?" Without hesitating, Archbishop Ramsay said, about 2 minutes. And the interviewer was clearly thrown by the answer. 2 minutes, Archbishop? Is that all?" Oh, yes, said Michael Ramsay, "but it generally takes me an hour to get there." Our lives are so often crowded with busy, full schedules, crowded agendas, and superficial needs that we have no time to discover stillness. It takes time to get there. If you go to the back of the Lady Chapel, there you will see a print of a painting by Norman Rockwell. He painted it for the Saturday Evening Post. It's a beautiful image of the facade of St. Thomas Church on Fifth Avenue in 1957. Dr. Morris, the 10th rector, with his gown on, is standing at the top of the steps and is looking down at Fifth Avenue as a verger, precariously balanced on a ladder, is placing plastic lettering into a notice board. Words from the prophecy of Isaiah. "Lift up thine eyes." Meanwhile, a vast throng of passers-by are walking furiously past the church, their gaze towards the sidewalk and missing the glorious Gothic architecture above them and the saints looking down on them. It's a powerful image, and it's one I recognize every day as I look at Fifth Avenue. The only difference, of course, today is that most people have a mobile device in their hand as they walk by without looking up. This Lenten season is a time for release from the monotony of our daily lives, a time to look up, a time for us to be set free of the constraints of busy schedules, crowded agendas, and superficial needs. Michael Ramsay knew he had to set aside real time for true stillness to take root in his own busy life. And my friends, that was before the advent of computers, mobile devices, fax machines, and even the internet. So what are you going to fast from this Lent? And I don't mean meat or chocolate or alcoholic drinks. What is it that needs to go just for 40 days in order for you to have space to choose something that really matters? My friends, let us set out on the path of fasting and use these 40 days to take stock of ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.